As the boy and I marched away from Slim's hole in the ground, he wagged a finger at me.
Hanky, you've got to stay away from the excavation.
Excavation? Oh, excavation. Got it.
You know what we're digging up?
Well, no, not exactly. It looked pretty much like dirt to me.
It's a house.
A house? No kidding. I strained my eyes to see the things you normally expect to see in a house, such as walls, a roof, a front porch, furniture, potted plants, but I couldn't see much of anything.
It's old, 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 Hanky, and it's been buried under dirt for a long time. All that's left is some rocks. See that?
He pointed toward an area where several men were digging a line of caliche rocks that had been exposed during the dig.
That was a wall, see? It's part of a house. Pretty neat, huh?
Rocks. Well, to be honest, I had never thought of rocks as being very exciting. But if a guy had to choose between playing with rocks and playing with dirt, maybe he could get worked up about a couple dozen rocks. It wasn't my place to judge or offer opinions, but in the privacy of my own mind, I heard a voice say, "It sure doesn't take much to entertain a bunch of archaeologists." Alfred moved on down to the south end of the excavation, and pointed to a man who was working in one of the units. He was curled up in a ball with all his weight resting on his knees, so that his hind end was up in the air and his nose was down close to the level of the ground. What was he doing down there? In one hand, he held a little stick of wood, and in the other, a small brush. He picked dirt with the stick and brushed it away with the brush, of course. Mr. Wilkins drifted over to us.
"That's Doug McGrubber, and he's trying to expose a large piece of bison bone. We think it might be a tibia digging stick."
Bone? My ears shot up and my tongue swept across my lips. Hey, this was getting more interesting.
It was a digging tool. Prehistoric people used a bone that came from the leg of a buffalo. They lashed it to a stick and used it for cultivating their corn. Doug wants to take it out in one piece, and that's why he's being so careful.
Oh. Well, old Doug was being plenty careful, all right. Not to mention slower than Grandma. I found myself staring into the trench and, admiring his bone. Huh? All of a sudden, Doug McGrubber straightened up and turned a pair of dark eyes on me, and in a spooky tone of voice, he muttered,
"Don't you even think about it, Shep."
Me? What had I... Had I said anything about bothering his bone? Was there some law against a dog having a private thought now and then? I mean, this is still America, and we dogs had rights, too. And my name wasn't Shep. I found it convenient to, move my freight a few steps to the south and take up a new position behind Mr. Wilkins' legs, out of the spotlight of Doug McGrubber's glare. Were my thoughts so transparent? If so, I would have to make some changes. I mean, when you're in security work, you need a face that says nothing, a face that can keep dark secrets, such as, "Well, that was a very interesting bone." I would keep my distance from Doug McGrubber. The guy gave me the creeps.